all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So I don't know if you heard about this, Johnny, but you know they had to reshoot the upcoming movie, All the Money in the World, to remove Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
basically, it
was pretty crazy the way they did it. I mean, they only had like a few weeks before they were going to release it. They didn't want to push back the release date, and so they brought in that one old guy to play that role, which he did a great job. And
that
I think
one
he
old
got,
guy?
He got nominated. I can't remember his name.
Is it Gary Oldman?
No, it's
not that one.
It's something else. It's an actual old guy.
Oh, okay. Well,
anyways.
Anyway, so apparently most of the actors did it for like a pittance, like $1,000.
Okay.
Did the reshoot. But then somehow they found out that Mark Wahlberg got like a $1.5 million.
Dang.
So he apparently went and negotiated for a higher salary for that reshoot.
Wow.
And so when people found out about it, there was kind of upheaval because his co-star, Michelle Williams, got $1,000 for the same amount of work. So this caused a hubbub, if you will. So Mark decided to donate his salary to the Time's Up campaign. He released a statement saying, "Over the last few days, my reshoot fee for All the Money in the World has become an important topic of conversation. I 100% support the fight for fair pay, and I'm donating the $1.5 million to the Time's Up legal fund in Michelle Williams' name."
That is awesome.
Yeah, good for him.
Wow, good job, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, there you go, Marky Mark.
Wow. You know what we were talking about, me doing karaoke?
We were.
And Bon Jovi is like
your go-to.
Bon Jovi. Yeah. Anything Bon Jovi, really. Well, speaking of my boy, John Bon Jovi, he told the Asbury Park Press that he has no plans to grow his hair out again like he did back in the 80s when Bon Jovi was a big hair band.
Man.
He still has great hair.
He does. He actually has really good adult man hair.
Yeah.
But.
So he says, "I was that kid in the shopping mall that had long hair and torn jeans. That's who you were at that age, and that was the style. But I evolved as my life evolved, and I would never try to pretend to be slippery when wet Bon Jovi."
You know, I have to say, of all of those guys of that era and that kind of music, he's aged the best.
Oh, yeah.
Like, by far.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
A lot of them are looking real rough. And he just looks like a good-looking guy.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that looked rough back then still look rough.
Just look rougher and older.
But the good-looking guys back then look extremely rough. So I'm glad he made the decision not to grow his hair out. I mean,
I would like to see it one more time.
Just
once more, but it's okay.
Then you can just put a wig on.
That's true.
And just show you. Be like, not going to work out. But that's the entertainment wrap for this morning.